this is terrible news for all these people and their families. Having chronic pain, ongoing pain, often back pain, results in the loss of mobility. And this often, this is a vital service, established since 2006, which covers not only Sligo, but the entire region. And this is a specialised service whereby the amount of pain relief given has to be balanced against the efforts of the medication that the patient is under control on. This is unbelievable that this is happening now, and the current government has once again failed to invest in the health services here in Sligo.
And it would appear, Councillor, that this closure of the unit has come down to not being able to fill the roles of consultants that are needed to keep the unit open.
Well, one of the consultants left for the Beaumont in May of this year, and the second one has left for Waterford. So this means that there'll be no one there to carry out the duties. Despite national and international job advertising, no suitable candidate had been found for to fill the post. And this is possibly down to the temporary nature of the position. What we need here, we need a full-time position to be created here. And we also need a team to be working around this consultant. And we need to save the service here in Sligo. I've also contacted our spokesperson, David Cunanan, and I've asked him to raise the now and the role at his earliest convenience. And I'm calling on Minister Donnelly as well to intervene here. We cannot let the service go. It's been established here since 2006. It's needed for the people. There's 1,500 people waiting on waiting lists already, waiting for this service.